Lauren Coe from One Soldier at a Time, The Hidden Heroes. And here we are, the holiday season, and I know you're busy, 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 and you've got some needs here still.
Oh, yeah.
Well, give us an overall, your 12 days. What do you do for the 12 days for veterans? I know this is one of your big things you do.
Well, we do two things. For the 12 days of Christmas, that's actually for our local military moms and wives, and we're sponsoring about 100 moms and wives this holiday season. And those are, we just had a huge group from our National Guard go overseas recently. And so we're going to be sponsoring quite a few of those moms and wives.
Right.
And what's really cool is they get 12 gifts. They're all individually boxed with a special gift in there. There's even a really cool piece of jewelry, so I'm super psyched about that. So they can always wear it thinking about their loved one. But the notes, I think, are really super important to me. So I'm just going to read a couple of them. So that
But that's how you started this whole thing. It was all about being a mom of your kid was overseas, right? And was that part of it, or is that how it started? Because you were there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't become a military mom until probably about 10 years into this.
So you already started this before that.
Yeah, I started this in 2006. All right, towards the end.
But you do this for the moms whose children are overseas serving.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make that clear.
So like on the first day of Christmas, I want you to know you are cherished. And then by the time you get down to day 12, it says on the 12th day of Christmas, I want you to know how much I love you on Christmas and always. So that's for our military moms and wives. But right now, they're all done. We have all 100 of those are paid for and taken care of. It's our veterans that we are looking to sponsor 2,600 veterans this year.
So you get all those moms 12 gifts?
Yes.
You know, you could have just got them one, and they would still probably be very happy. I'm just saying, but you always overdo it.
You know.
That's what I love about you.
I love you, too. I just love what you do for our community, Dino. You are always a giver. I was thinking about that on the drive over here.
I wish
here.
I had half your energy, though, the stuff you do.
I'm sure you do. But, you know, during Christmas, it's such a difficult time to be separated from your loved one.
Sure.
There's like, you look at the empty seat at the table. Mm-hmm. That's really, really a hard seat to look at. And for a mom and for a wife and, you know, they would love to have their husband home with the kids or their son home to be around enjoying a great meal. It's not about the gifts. It's about them being there and giving them something they can open for 12 days in a row. They don't open them all at once. It's literally just one per day just to think about them and realize how cherished and valuable they are to us as a community. So that really means a lot to me.
All right. Okay. Just wanted to get that out there. So people know how it started, one soldier at a time. So, all right. So tell me more.
So then the next thing that we're doing is going to be looking to sponsor all 2,600 veterans with hygiene packages of hope for the holidays. So this project is about $86,000, to cover that. And we're only $2,520 short.
Really?
Yes, we have we only have like 70, about 72 veterans, I think, that still need to be sponsored, and we will have them all sponsored. I just got a call from First Federal from a woman there, and she has $550 for us. So that's what got us down to that total. So I'm super excited. I mean, it just blows my mind out of the blue.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I didn't sponsor you last year, but I really wanted to be there and help you out this year. So thank you, First Federal.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
cool. So it's super exciting. So that took care of quite a few of our veterans. And it's just letting our veterans know that they're so valuable and important. They're not forgotten, that they matter. And especially, you know, during the holidays, people used to be around family. A lot of these veterans have no family.
Yeah.
So to get a gift at Christmas time really warms their heart and lets them know that they make a difference.
Where do you get this list of all these veterans? I mean, where do you come up with this?
Well, we have more than five PTSD homes, but I have five local PTSD homes that we distribute items to, and then one of them, which is Eagle Star Housing, they have like three or four other houses, so we give them enough to give to all of those veterans.
All right.
Plus, we have all the different VA hospitals. I mean, we work all as far out as Wyoming County, Tompkins County, Bath, Batavia, Syracuse, and obviously Rochester, Canandaigua. We are covering all those VA hospitals, and we're still not, it's still the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But I mean, it's just crazy that, and it's just you right now, right? Are you looking for an assistant? You lost your assistant? Is that what you're telling me?
I did lose my assistant. You know, she was phenomenal. She really helped organize me. I can't say enough great things about her. But I do need to say, I can't do the lifting after,
right,
you know,
you
multiple surgeries.
Yeah.
I just can't do it. And ideally, in a perfect world, if I could close my eyes and blink or something, I would have this amazing storage area all set up with shelving and make my life so much easier so I could see things and find things,
right,
and pull them. When there's like $40,000 or $50,000 worth of product, trying to dig through box after box.
And this is all in your basement?
It's all in my basement.
So you do this all out of your home still?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't want to take one penny away from our military. And if I had a storage area, I'd have to pay for it. And
I
give 10% of my income as it is. And I use that for like mailing costs, because every penny that someone donates goes directly to the project.
Right.
No one gets paid a penny. I don't. Our committee, no one gets paid. Everything's volunteer.
Okay. So what are you looking for right now? Is it just cash, or are you looking for donations of products or clothing or food, or what do you need right now?
Right now, obviously, we need
the finances. Plus, you need a contractor to do some shelving for
you.
Yes,
I need a contractor who's not going to charge me. but I will promise I'll give him food and water, maybe other type of delectables. He just has to let me know. But no, we do need the finances to finish the last 72 veterans. I can't say enough. I mean, just the fact that we had like so many different places, community partners that have partnered up with us to help get us this far. I mean,
who are your sponsors? You have some great sponsors.
Oh my gosh. Camp Smile has been huge. They sponsor us all throughout the year. ESNL making cards. We have Excellus Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Not only did they send us a check for $2,500, which was huge, but their staff members helping us collect things, make cards, put gifts together in my home. Keller Williams from the Don Nowak team, they sponsor $3,100. They've helped us put gifts together. And I mean, they're just amazing. Every time they sell a house, they give someone a choice that's who they want to give $100 to.
I met her at one of your fundraisers.
Yes,
right?
Lori Enos. Yeah. And Don Nowak. Yeah, you met them. Just fabulously amazing. And there's someone else, and I'm drawing a blank.
That's okay.
I hate drawing a blank, but it happens.
We've got a couple minutes here. It'll come to you.
It'll come to me.
It'll come to you.
Do
you have
need.
Any other fundraisers coming up? I mean, we just did one in at the end of summer over at the Fireman's Field in Webster.
Right. Our next one's going to be August 13th of 2023 at Webster Fireman's Field again.
Oh, okay.
So definitely mark your calendar for it. You know, I'm going to be
hitting
you. I thought
we did one in the winter last year, though, too, didn't we?
We did something with Dogs for a Cause.
Oh, was that? Yeah.
With Steve Ball.
Right.
We're going to be doing something again. We just have to set it up. We have to schedule that. He's been really super busy with a lot going on, but we're going to make that happen. This coming Saturday, I have an event with the Webster Lions Club. They are having a pancake breakfast, and they've invited me to come out there, and they're going to give all the proceeds to One Soldier at a Time.
Okay.
So that'll certainly help. And other than that, we really don't have any other events scheduled.
No. So how do we get a hold of you?
You can go to our website, onesoldieratatime.net. You can go to our Facebook page, One Soldier at a Time. Make sure you see a picture of people and not just a weird, funny-looking picture. I guess there's another One Soldier at a Time out there.
Oh, okay.
or you can contact me. You can go to our web, our email address, onesoldieratatimeusa@gmail.com, all spelled out.
Okay.
Or you can call me. 585-764-4550. No weirdos, please.
So here we are, just a couple weeks before Christmas. When's all this got to be done by?
We really need to have this done by December 15th.
Oh, wow. That's just a couple days away.
I know. That would really, because I have to order the rest of the items that we would need to make this possible. And I need them to come in time so we can package them and get them delivered on or before Christmas. I mean, ideally, the 15th would be great. If it came in later, I'd still make it happen.
Right.
We always need, you ask me other things we need. We always do need, gently used or new clothing for men and for women, even shoes, believe it or not.
You do the hygiene packs. You've talked about those before.
Yeah,
too.
The hygiene. That's actually, we're doing that right now. Plus, then we also send our sun care packages overseas. So we always need hotel items all throughout the year. I'll take all your hotel items.
Okay.
Any miniature items are super helpful. Toothpaste, toothbrushes, calling all dentists on board.
You actually send it to people who are in service right now, not just veterans, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, wow. Yeah.
Oh, so dentists all on board right now. I need all your toothpaste and toothbrushes, please. Break out.
Yeah, because they're always handing out stuff. My dentist, I get a new toothbrush every time I go to the dentist.
I know.
They're always handing out that kind of stuff.
I give all mine to the veterans. Yeah. Why do you think I have no teeth? No, I'm kidding.
She has a beautiful smile. She has a great attitude. You, like I said, you are you're a force of nature. That's what I always call you whenever you're doing this. So onesoldieratatime.net. And it is the holidays, and it's very near and dear to you. And if you think somebody, what if somebody knows of a veteran or a mom or something like that, and maybe not aren't aware of you, how would they get a hold of you the same way?
Absolutely. And if they do know of a military mom or a veteran, by all means, let us know. I mean, I do have people contacting me for financial support. And as much as I'd love to do that, that's not in our wheelhouse. However, I will try to give them items that they need.
Right.
Not that we haven't helped individual veterans on a really big need basis once we've vetted them completely. However, if you know someone that's in need or a mom that has someone serving, please contact us so they know they're not left behind.
Right. Now, you said that you do everything out of your home. So if somebody wanted to help you out, you're West Side, right?
I'm in Webster.
You're in Webster. Mm-hmm. Okay. Why did I get that?
I don't know. And that's why I can't get help from Monroe County, because since I'm not in a city zip code, even though we are supporting mostly impoverished people.
Sure, sure.
They won't support us because I'm in a 14580.
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean, we've been denied multiple times. Wow. Never gotten a yes yet.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you ever work with the Veterans Outreach Center or any of those kind of organizations? Do you do stuff with them?
They'll contact me if there's a need, and we do what we can to help, to come help alongside them.
Right. All right. Well, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you too.
One Soldier at a Time, onesoldieratatime.net.
Mm-hmm.
You want to give your phone number out again?
Sure. 585-764-4550.
If you think you can keep up with this woman and you want to help her out in her quest to help out mothers of people serving and veterans in our community in upstate New York, really. You go all over the place, right?
Yeah. I mean,
like you said, Tompkins County and wherever that is. I've heard of it.
It's not too far from Ithaca.
Oh, okay. All right. But you said you go as far as Buffalo, too, right?
Yeah. From Syracuse to Buffalo, Wyoming County.
Right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, just helping those who served us, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Walmart.
That's the other one. See, I told you if you waited long enough, it would come up with
it. Yes, because there's so many different Walmarts in different areas, and they individually, the stores have helped us out so much. I am incredibly grateful.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Lauren Coe, Merry Christmas. OneSoldierAtATime.net. Good luck with your quest here in the final push.
Woo-hoo.
In the last couple of days here before Santa Claus comes to town and we celebrate the birthday of Jesus and all that good stuff. And good luck. I know you'll do it. I just know you.
Thank you. We're going to make it happen. Thank you, Dino.
Merry Christmas.